Yemeni number one.
What is up, you silly bitches? I'm back in LA. I'm fucking drinking some absinthe from my glass that says relax on it. I need to get more relaxed glasses. This was given to me by my friend Rima. Shout out to Rima. What's popping? I'm wearing sunglasses indoors because I don't give a fuck. Honestly, I wanted to, I don't know why, but I was just like, I'm fucking wear sunglasses tonight, today. I don't give a fuck. And it's not even sunny. It's nice to be back in my apartment in LA. I got the windows open because I'm trying to let the flies out. I don't know where these flies came from. We've gone for like, not even like 8 days, and then here they are. I hope they left. Cause I had the sliding door open now for like 30 minutes. I don't hear them buzzing around yet. Earlier when I was doing a sound check, they decided to buzz around the microphone. So yep, letting the flies out today. Wearing sunglasses indoors. Now you can zoom into my glasses and see the reflection of how trashy my apartment really is. It ain't that bad, you know, but you though, Jason Bacon says I need some elevator music for this part of the show. Well, let's see if we can cue up some elevator music. Elevator music, drinking absinthe, sunglasses indoors. Okay. Here we go. What's up, everybody? It's Mike E. Shack, Public Yemeni number one, here to do a fun show. This show has been produced by Jason Bacon. Yup, here I am, guys. Elevator music popping. I actually got the sound to work. I have no idea if this shit's copyright. I'm probably gonna not be able to monetize this to the three people who watch it. How you guys like the new setup? Look at the horns I got behind me. If I situate my head just like this, it looks like I got horns coming out of me. But they're crooked like my nose. Well, I've been in Detroit for a very long time, helping my mom move. And it was really nice. It was nice helping out my mom. I got to go back. Work is not done. I've been postponing some shows. Not booking any shows specifically happening around this time because I need to keep my schedule open to be a good son. You like how I timed that? I said good son right when the beat dropped. You know, only that pisses me off is that girls meet me and they assume the worst from someone like me. So then, like, when I tell them I'm going to Detroit to help my mom move, they're like, oh my god, you're an actual real person. Wow. Now I'm not going to give you fun sex anymore. I gotta make you a boyfriend. But yep, been in Detroit. I actually did some shows while I went back, and it was nice. You know, it's nice to go back to Detroit, get on some shows, make some money, piss off some people with new material that doesn't work yet. Bolty says, what do the horns say? Well, It's in Arabic, and I believe it's a verse from the Quran. Every chapter in the Quran starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which means, in the name of God, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Which is very nice. Which to me is always very funny, because me being raised Muslim, everyone's worried about going to hell. And I'm like, yo, every chapter says he's the most compassionate and the most merciful. Get with the program. I don't know about this music, but there's something about it that I like. But at some point, it's got to come to an end. I feel like this is what they play in purgatory. Like right now, I'm jamming to it. But catch up with me in about a million years in eternity. And I probably would have pulled the hair out I don't have. Yeah, man. It's just nice to be back home, seeing mom, laughing with her, helping her out a little bit, and then taking my cat back. Yup, my mom's moving, so I get to take my cat back. Can't wait to have my cat back. Actually, I kind of like not having my cat, to be honest. She's cute as fuck. I don't think she does... I think she's too fucking cute for my testosterone. Like, I think that it's not healthy for me to have a cute cat around the house. You know, because I'm trying to be a man. I'm trying to be a man. Like, I go to LA Fitness, I work out, I take care of myself. I'm trying to be, like, jacked. How can I be the man I want to be when I got something so cute around me? Probably elevating my estrogen levels. Can't have that shit. I don't know. Some people might say I need a little estrogen in me. No. Fuck that. But my cat's coming back. Can't wait to have my cat back. She is too fucking cute, man. She is. She's fucking adorable. I really think that if you look at a picture of my cat and you don't think my cat is cute, you're a fucking sociopath. Yeah, you're a piece of shit. Anybody who says, I don't like cats, those people are fucking selfish. They only want an animal that worships them. They don't want an animal that's just an animal. I have respect for cats because cats can fuck shit up, man. Right? A cat is domesticated by its own will. A cat's literally like, yo, this seems like a good deal. I'm going to hang out with this fucking bozo and let them feed me. I can respect that. I love dogs too. But dogs have no idea why they're with you. They're fucking stupid. If you put a dog out there, one of your dogs right now, and put it out in the wild, that dog is dead. It'll probably get eaten up by a wolf, which is also a dog. A real dog. Like a fucking alpha dog. Like a real human. Like if you were to take us, the human beings that we are, compared to the humans that lived before us, you know, like the different Homo sapien versions before us, even if you took Neanderthals, man, those are some real humans right there, bro. Those are people that fuck you up, man. Grizzled, hard humans. Even the girls will put you in an arm bar, fuck you up. And then you compare them to us, we're like little fucking puppies, little domesticated dumbasses. I used to have to hunt for meat to impress a woman and get sex. Now I just go to fucking Ralph's and get some ribeye steak that was cut from a cow. I never got a chance to see its face. And the meat's gray. I don't know if that's good. But the expiration date says I got 7 days left. So who am I to fucking say? What do you guys think about the music? Is it a go or is it a no-go? I don't know. This is putting me in a groove. I'm drinking. It's too early in the day for it, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm wearing sunglasses inside. I've never done this before. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow me, MikeFromDetroit.com. That's the way you find me. Don't try to find me on Instagram. You know, because I'm banned on Instagram. Shadow banned. You try to search me on Instagram, it's going to be very hard to find me. But I'm doing TikTok. I need to do more of it. Come checking me out on TikTok. I got a cat video on there that blew up, and it pisses me off because it's the one video that has the most views out of all the videos I put out. I put out other videos of me doing stand-up comedy. Ha ha ha, 50,000 views. I put one video about how I have a cat. 150 and climbing. And I love it, though, because I love cats. And I love people who love cats. But I don't know if people who love cats are going to want to come to my show and hear me talk about how shitty Obama is. Obama has bomb in his name. Anyways, I'm really feeling this fucking music, man. It's probably driving everybody out there fucking crazy. I don't give a fuck. This is not one of those days. This is one of those shows where I'm talking about gaslighting because I just got gaslit by someone that really was near and dear to my heart and it hurt. I've been gaslit by other people, you know, and I don't give a shit. Other people are disposable. Not necessarily, but you know, my friends don't gaslight me. I'll never let them. I mean, you know, and if they do, I put them in check. But somebody real close to my heart gaslit me. It fucking lit a fucking a circuit breaker went off in my head. And I was just like, God damn it. I need to get this off my chest. Gaslighting is shitty behavior. The most toxic fucking type of behavior you can have. But before we go that, let's go to my sponsors. Nobody. This show is brought to you by Nobody. See what Nobody can do for you today. Just sit around in your house with your doors open, trying to let the two flies out that weren't here before you left last week. And, you know, talking to a microphone with no one in the room, looking like a fucking crazy person. If aliens came down and saw us doing this, they'd be like, just fucking blow up this planet. This is fucking retarded. And they're so smart, they probably still use the word retarded. Retard is a technical term. Anyways, we'll save gaslighting for a little bit later. I kind of want to talk about something I saw that was really nice on Spirit Airlines, motherfucker. That's right. I fly Spirit. I don't give a fuck. You got to understand, I was a United States Marine. I was trained to sleep anywhere. I was also a LAV mechanic, a light armored vehicle mechanic. So, I mean, I could sleep in a moving LAV, which is an armored vehicle, going 80 miles an hour, jumping up and down on berms. And I could sleep soundly in a fucking a tank like that using my toolbox or the butt of an M16 as a pillow. And people are like, oh my God, you fly Spirit. Those seats don't recline. Ugh. They go back 2 inches. 2 inches. I don't need my seat to go back 2 inches. I'm only going to be on there for 4 hours. Yeah, it doesn't come with no TV. They don't show you nothing or anything. But I'm going to tell you what, though, man. Never been late for a fucking flight. I've never had my flight delayed. Or if it has, it never got delayed to being canceled. They never lost my luggage like American Airlines did. Those fucking pieces of shits. I fucking hate American Airlines. They don't deserve this music, man. Fuck American Airlines. Those motherfuckers owe me $1,000. $1,000. Lost $1,000 plus of shit in my bag. And this is notorious of American Airlines. That's what they do. And then these motherfuckers, they practically gaslit me. Like, it's like, now it's my fucking fault and they won't pay me. Listen, back to the music. Fuck American Airlines. Fuck, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. Spirit Airlines. Yo, the people on Spirit Airlines that work on Spirit Airlines, they're fucking great. They don't spend that much money on everything else, but they spend a lot of money on taking care of their attendants. My ex-girlfriend, her mom worked for Delta, which is supposed to be one of the best airlines. And she said it sucks working for Delta. And when I told her I flew Spirit, she told me, yo, the people at Spirit are treated really well. And it seems like it, man, because I was just on the airline and it was great. And, you know, before I go into some negative shit, let me talk about something nice that I saw, you know. I like when I see people being nice, people going out of their way to just make strangers' lives fun, you know. And this happened to me a few times, you know, where the crew is just really freaking cool. You know, one time I was on there, I sat down and a lady with a animal, an emotional support animal came on, and she came on with a dog, which I think is bred with the Great Dane. This dog was the size of a fucking horse, bro. This dog was huge. And I thought that if there was an emotional support animal, I thought they had to fit under the seat. That wasn't happening with this dog. So this dog literally had to like lay on their owner, right? Like the owner was sitting down, and then the dog would have to lay basically on top of it with its hind legs on the floor. And the dog was so big that the dog was just hanging on me and shit. And dude, I like dogs. I like animals. I think animals are fucking great. I love animals. And I didn't give a shit. And to me, I was just like, hey, what's up? So I like warmed up to the dog. I even like told the dog that it was okay to hang out on me. And it was pretty cool because the lady on Spirit, how nice was this? She saw how cool I was with the dog and everything. And I didn't make a big fuss. I can only imagine other people do make a big fuss. And then she like upgraded me to fucking first class. Free drinks the entire fucking flight. That was really nice. And then the other day I saw, because I've been flying a lot, this one guy who was a flight attendant, he was, this girl seemed like she was kind of like nervous on the flight, so he took her to the back and like taught her how to make origami out of dollar bills. How fucking cute was that, man? And shit like that, that makes me go, yeah, man, there's like, There's hope in the world, man. There's hope in the fucking world. Big ups to the people being nice to strangers. Tomorrow, I got Jamel Dotson on. Hilarious comedian. This guy, he always kills me. Anytime I see him out in public, he's always funny. So this week, I have got to go back to Detroit again. Still trying to help out my mom move. Plus, it looks like I might be buying a couple investment properties. Some of y'all know I like to invest in real estate. There's that. I'm going back. So I'm going to be busy all next week. So instead of having next week's podcast on Wednesday, I'm just going to have it tomorrow. So we're going to do back to back. I'll have one today and then I'll have another one tomorrow with Jamel Dotson. I think this was a good idea, playing elevator music while I'm wearing sunglasses. I don't think the flies flew out of my apartment yet, man. Fucking guys had to get with it. It's a big ass hole right there. Let's go, bozos. I know the trash can's over here, but fuck it. There's bigger, smellier trash cans out there, like the whole entire city of LA. Yo, LA went fucking to shit, man. So tomorrow, Jamel Dotson. I'm going to take this music off. Oh, that's such fun music, man. Hell yeah. Elevator music with sunglasses on. Oh boy. Oh, God damn it. I forgot to do what every podcast was supposed to do. Tell you guys, come on, like, subscribe. Definitely do that. Hit that like button. Subscribe to me. Mike from Detroit on everything. Find me, MikeFromDetroit.com. And also my show dates. I got one of the shows that I'm producing with Ahmed El Kadri. We're doing two Yemenis are going down to Detroit at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, October 9th. Come check it out. The ticket links are up on comedycastle.com. So definitely check it out. That's our show. I'm looking to pack that out. Looking to really entertain people. I think it's going to be a good time. We have as an MC, Michael Schertzer, who is a American Jewish comedian who's vehemently pro-Palestinian. He's so pro-Palestinian. He is even the host of the podcast, The Palestine Pod. If you've seen my podcast, he's been on here before. Definitely come out there. October 9th, day after Columbus Day, or day before Columbus Day, at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. Actually, before that, September 5th to September 11th. Ugh, September 11th. I should never be doing shows on September 11th, bro. I'll be at the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas. Seven straight shows. Come check me out if you're in Vegas. I love that club. They got a brand new club that they opened up downstairs. They call it the Dragon Room. I was in there with the owner a few months back when he gave me a tour before it opened. It looks like an amazing room. And I don't know, specific, some rooms, there's just something about a room when you do stand-up comedy. It's just, I don't know what it is, where some rooms just feel good. And sometimes it just doesn't even necessarily need to be that fancy of a room. This room is pretty fancy. And he even told me, he goes, we built this room to crush. And I can't wait to be performing there. I keep hearing good things from one of the other comics. One of my favorite things is they have on the ceiling, they have the fabric on the ceiling, right? And the fabric is used to make the acoustics a little bit better. It's like a specific type of fabric. But the way they put it up there was great because they put them in these little boxes that they made. And then inside the fabric is like a picture of some legendary comic from back in the day with one of their quotes. And one of my favorites is Bill Hicks is up there. So I don't know if anybody knows Bill Hicks. That guy was ahead of his time. Love that guy. So, yeah, I'll be doing that. And also, any of my listeners in Philadelphia, I'm finally coming to Philadelphia, Veterans Day weekend. I'm doing a show with the hilarious Mike Vinn, who's also a Marine. And for Veterans Day, we're doing Soul Joles in Philadelphia, November 11th and 12th. All my other dates, you can always find them at MikeFromDetroit.com, bro. So, yeah. I don't know, guys. I hate talking about shit that bothers me all sometimes, but sometimes I just gotta fucking unload, you know? Sometimes you motherfuckers are just gonna have to be my therapist. I don't know about you guys, and to me it just feels like, is there any integrity left in this fucking world? That's one thing I want to know. Is there any integrity left in this world? Elevator music up. Nobody has integrity. It seems like everyone's gaslighting. Everyone's fucking turning the tables on each other is what it seems like. Negging. The fuck is negging? I understand teasing, but if you saw the podcast I had with Trey Stewart, you saw that we was talking about how we couldn't stand these pickup artists that try to tell you to pick up women by negging. And I listen, negging can be fun, but man, you got to reel that shit back in. But from what I'm understanding, most people just be negging and not even fucking reeling it in. It's like if I neg you or if I tease you, you're going to know about it. Sooner or later. Because I look like everything I say is fucking serious. Like people with anxiety, hate a guy like me because I just give them anxiety because I look like I'm going to have a problem. And it's not the case. Half the time, I'm too high to care. But I don't know. I think we've gotten to a point where gaslighting is now the norm. And I think instead of just going, hey, man, why are you gaslighting me? Just gaslight him back. I give up. I give up trying to, like, navigate the field of gaslighters. And then the thing is, like, last two serious relationships, I had to end it because of gaslighting. I don't stick around for that shit. You know, I'll let you know about it because it's the most toxic form of manipulation. I mean, there's a lot of toxic forms, but that one there is a real sneaky one. And if you don't know what it is, it comes in many forms, right? One of the ones that it comes in is trying to get you to think that you're the crazy one. They'll say shit like, you don't know what's good for you. I say that jokingly whenever, like, somebody doesn't want to eat healthy. You know, I'm just like, that's a joke. I'm like, ah, you don't know what's good for you. Or if I eat something that somebody else doesn't like, right? They're like, ugh, you like peanut butter and bananas? I'm like, you don't know what's good for you. That's kind of a form of gaslighting, right? But I'm doing it in a teasing way. It's just like, it's over something really stupid. And I'm trying to get you to think that what you think is stupid. Like, I'm the one that knows what the truth is. You're just an idiot for thinking that that's a good thing, right? Using it over banana and peanut butter is one thing. Everyone knows I'm fucking around, and because it doesn't even really matter that much. But man, when you do that shit in a relationship or to loved ones, family members, leave it to the politicians, man. That's what they do. Politicians, like when I see a politician gaslight, I'm like, I get it. You're a piece of shit to begin with. I mean, you have to be kind of a piece of shit to want to do that type of work. You know? I mean, I can get into it. You've heard me get into it, like how these fucking, I don't, man. If you're a politician, I'm already like, you're a piece of shit until you can prove otherwise. And I think that's where we all need to get to. But, like the other day, you know, someone I really knew made a mistake. And it wasn't a simple mistake. It was a mistake that was, you know, dangerous. It's a mistake that could hurt other people. It could make things even more complicated for everyone else. And it's one of those mistakes where when somebody confronts you with it, your only recourse is to go, I'm sorry. Damn, I fucked up. I need to do better. I need to change some things in my life to make sure I mitigate ever doing that again. Damn, I've actually taken in the weight of my actions and what pain it's caused other people or stress. And it's going to make me go, damn, maybe I need to work on some things. I'm very sorry. That was fucked up. I won't do it again. But instead, I get met with, well, you saw that it was like that. Why didn't you do something? I'm sick of it. I'm honestly sick of gaslighting. If you're a gaslighter, this is what you really should do. One, stop gaslighting. If you don't want to stop gaslighting, then I suggest you, as a person who likes to gaslight, you should do this. Homes, every so often, will catch on fire, right? And depending on where you live, like if you live in Detroit, you're going to witness a lot of homes on fire. That's a thing, okay? Now, if you're a gaslighter and you don't want to change being a gaslighter, and you don't want to stop gaslighting people, and you don't want to get to a point in your life where you're like, yo, maybe I'm the piece of shit, and maybe I need to get therapy, and maybe I need to start working on some things and stop making other people's lives shitty. Well, if you're not the person to do that, and you're a gaslighter, the next time you see a house that's on fire, do everyone a favor and walk inside it. That's all I have to say. You'll probably gaslight the fire while you're burning inside of it, too. I'm not burning, you're burning! Don't be a gaslighter. Gaslighters are turds. If you're listening to this and you remembered times that you've gaslit people, stop and think. And if you feel bad about it, you might be a good person. And maybe you might want to reach out to that person and be like, yo, I fucked up. But you won't. Because I won't. No, actually, I will. Jason Bacon says, integrity is one of those things that has been actively removed, like common sense. Actively removed. I think you might have a point there. I think that I think the breakdown in society has caused us to not. And when I say breakdown, I mean the breakdown in community is what I mean. Has really gotten us to a point where certain things like telling the truth, integrity, not making other people feel like shit is a important trait. I mean, I get gaslit by all kinds of fucking people, especially in this industry, but I'm very good at deflecting that, you know, because you get a lot of insecure people in this and they will like try to like I know somebody who I'll perform with them and then they will only highlight how I fucked up, even though I crushed. So like I'll crush, right? And then they'll be like, hey, yeah, that was a good set, except they didn't like that one part. It's like, yeah, okay. You have a small dick apparently, or it doesn't work. I'm not sure what to say. I don't know why you had to go out and say that, you know what I mean? But yeah, I get all kinds of fucking like dumb little gaslighting and shit in this industry, and that type of stuff is very easy to deflect, but it's not easy to deflect when it's somebody you care about. You know, that's just when it really hurts, when like somebody you care about is like already harming you and everyone else with what they're doing, and then you let them know about it, and then they say, no, you're the one that's doing that. And it's just like, what? So yeah, to people like that, like I said, burn in the house, fire. Nobody needs you. You're a bane on everyone's existence. You're a fucking leech. I want to get a psychologist on here. Would love to talk how you get through to a gaslighter, because I don't think you do. I think if I got an expert here to talk about how to handle a gaslighter, I think they would tell you exactly what I said. Tell them to find a burning building and go inside it. Oh yeah, I'm wearing my Public Yemeni t-shirt. Be sure to get one at mikefromdetroit.com. These white and red ones that I'm wearing right now, I don't make them anymore. Right now, they're black and yellow, like the old school Public Enemy t-shirt. But if you guys want this, hit me up. Let me know. I think I could, like, make something happen. Motherfucker. I'm so pissed. It's easy when you have toxic people that enter your life that are not related to you. It's great. It's wonderful. Because you can just tell those people to fuck off. And too many people don't tell people like that to fuck off. Too many people love those people that are gaslighting them. And they make excuses for those people. And you need to stop. You probably have friends that told you to stop. Right? But I don't play that. You gaslight me once, I'm going to let you know about it. You do it again, you're gone. But when there's someone in your family, God damn, now I know why Yemenis kill each other. Because I was giving it some thought. I was talking to my friend Edhem, who's a Yemeni comic out here in L.A. And, you know, there's a sense of honor in Yemen. And according to him, there's some places in Yemen where they carry that little sword. I don't know if you've seen Yemenis. They would have this little sword, this little knife blade that they have right at their waist level, right? And they got a little rope that holds it in place. And what he was telling me was, is that in Yemen, if you ever unsheath that knife, you're using it. Like in Yemen, there's no other reason to pull out that knife other than you have to and will kill someone. And from what I hear, man, in Yemen, they be killing people for almost next to nothing. And to us, it's almost next to nothing. But I can understand where some of the Yemenis come from, because Yemenis are like this, man. Yemenis are nicest people. They're honorable. They're honest. They're extremely trustworthy. They have integrity. They're not racist. Even my Yemeni friends that act like they're racist, like, well, that's just for joking. I mean, like, when it comes down to it, they're not racist. They're good people that have a set of amazing values. And they'll treat you really right. But Yemenis expect that in return. And if you don't give it to them, they'll kill you. I'm not even joking. Straight up kill you. I really wish you guys could see some of my new material, man. I got a joke about my dad. It's kind of hitting. Because you know me, I don't hold anything back. Especially if you reach to a level where you show me you don't have any real integrity or any type of care for other people's feelings or how you make them feel. I forgot the point that I was going to make. Anyways, guys, this elevator music is fucking stupid. But I kind of liked it. God damn it. I probably went too long for it. I'm probably going to listen to this again tomorrow. And I'll be like, that was a fucking mistake. If anybody who wants to know, the term gaslighting comes from an old film in 1994 by George Cukor. His name sounds too much like cuck. But like in the movie, a husband is trying to get his wife institutionalized and put in a mental institution by driving her crazy by turning the gas on in the house. And when she starts saying that she smells gas, he tells her, "Nah, you're just crazy. I don't smell anything." Right? God damn it. It's the worst when it happens to fucking from people that you really care about. But on the bright side, I get my cat back. Yeah. So anybody who's allergic to cats, they're probably not going to be on my podcast. I'm probably not going to have to tell people and be like, "Hey, man, you want to get on my podcast? I have a cat." And now people are just going to use that as an excuse not to do my podcast. God damn it. All right. From now on, I'm not using that music. I do like a segment with that would be great. But one thing that I didn't like about that was it didn't put me in my flow. Usually I keep talking and then I catch an idea and I get into a flow. That did not happen. Or maybe it did a little bit. But anyways, guys, I'm going to get going. I do have an appointment coming up really soon and I got to fight this dumb traffic. Yeah. Would you say, Jason, act like your cat was always there? Oh, you mean like have people like show up, be like, what the hell is this cat? I'm like, what do you mean, bro? You met this cat before millions of times yesterday, as a matter of fact. Gaslight them, right? Just have them fucking feel like they didn't like them. Be like, oh my God, I didn't know you had a cat. You knew I had a cat. It's fucked up, bro. You came to the cat's birthday. Don't you remember? All right, guys. Tomorrow, same time, back-to-back shows with Jamel Dotson. It's going to be a fun one. I'm probably going to get a guest to call in too. All right, guys. Until next time, you are the shit. Deuces.
Public Yemeni number one.